If you're like most men in our audience, you're committed to becoming the man, husband, father, and leader God called and created you to be. But the truth of the matter is, you struggle with either finding the time or knowing where to start. That's exactly why I created the Real Men Spiritual Leader Blueprint, to give you a step-by-step, easy-to-follow guide to spiritually leading your family, even if you're a new believer. Now, you can't buy the Real Men Spiritual Leader Blueprint, but you can get it for free by signing up for our free e-newsletter. By signing up, you will be notified anytime fresh content is added to my site, so you don't always have to visit my blog to stay up to date on the latest information. Now, to get your free copy of the Real Men Spiritual Leader Blueprint, just visit realmenconnect.com and simply enter your name and email address on the form on the page. So if you're tired of trying to figure it all out and fit it all in as the spiritual leader, provider, and protector of your family, don't miss your chance to discover how to be the man God called and created you to be. Sign up today at realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men know how to wait without worrying or whining. Let me say that again. Real men know how to wait without worrying or whining. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, it says, "Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will walk and not grow weary. They will run and not faint." You've probably heard this verse at least 100 times in church, and you may have even had to memorize it, or at least I had. But I have to confess, I have a problem with this particular verse. Now, not the verse itself, it's God's word, but more so how we as Christian, we as men in particular, interpret this verse when it comes to the most important matters in our lives. I'm talking about in our relationships, our dreams, our goals, or our destiny. Normally, when the average believer thinks about waiting on the Lord, they think it means praying and waiting, or praying and whining or worrying. So many believers end up using waiting on the Lord as an excuse for mediocrity and selling for less than God's best. However, if you read through the Bible and you look at some of the greatest men who were given a promise by God and then had to wait on the Lord, you'll quickly see that they did more than just pray and wait. I'm talking about men like Abraham, Noah, Moses, Joshua, David, and many others. The truth of the matter is, waiting on the Lord doesn't mean you pray and you wait. In actuality, it means you pray and you walk. You walk obediently, boldly, and faithfully, expecting to receive what you're waiting for. Your breakthrough, God's promise, the manifestation of His vision. Waiting on the Lord should never be used as an excuse for settling or settling for mediocrity. Just look at some of the specific examples from the Bible. For instance, check out Noah. God promised Noah he was going to save and protect his family from the flood that would destroy the land. But while Noah waited on the Lord to fulfill his promise, he still had to build a boat. So Noah built while he waited. How about Joshua? God promised Joshua that he and his people would see the promised land. But while they had to wait on the promise to be fulfilled, they still had to fight the enemy in order to possess the land. So in essence, Joshua and the Israelites fought while they waited. Then you have David, a man after God's own heart. When no one was brave enough to face the giant Goliath, David agreed to do it. But while David waited on the Lord to strengthen him to help him defeat Goliath, he still had to swing that sling. Are you starting to get the point? David trained while he waited. But if you're still not convinced that we are to walk by faith while we're waiting, then just think about Jesus Christ. Jesus, our Savior, had to wait for God to be glorified. But while he waited, Jesus still had to walk to the cross in order to save the world. And I can go on and on with example after example, but I think you get the point. So what does this all mean for us as men, as husbands, as fathers, and as leaders? In other words, how do we as real men wait on the Lord? Well, on the Real Men Check-In this week, I wanted to share with you three specific ways we should walk out our faith while we're waiting. And here's the first one. We should serve others while we wait. Let me say that word again. Serve. We should serve others while we wait. After you've prayed and asked God for something specific, and I'm assuming that you did with the right motives and is according to God's will, you start walking in faith by asking others, what can I do for you? How can I help you get what you want? What are you asking God for? In other words, while you're waiting, look to give others what they need to succeed. God, who can I serve while I'm waiting? Trust me, God will give you an answer. Then we have the second thing that we should do while we're waiting on the Lord. We should support others while we wait. We should support others while we wait. Now, after you've made your request to God and He's asked you to wait, then start walking in faith by asking yourself, who can I encourage today? Who can I motivate and inspire? Whose burden can I bear today and help lift? How can I support and help them endure while I'm waiting on God? Trust me, God will tell you who that person is and what you can do. And finally, after we've looked to see who we could serve and support while we're waiting, the third thing we should do while we're waiting is to strengthen others. We need to strengthen others. In other words, ask God, who can I help sharpen and grow in your word, in your truth, in their faith? What can I teach them from my journey that will help them along theirs? Ask yourself, how can I share the wisdom of my testimony with others? Now, I hope you see now that waiting on the Lord is not a passive thing. It's an active thing. See, it's not just waiting. It's waiting with the right attitude. And that's an attitude that is focused on serving, supporting, and strengthening others while you're waiting. And if you do this, you'll find yourself not only waiting better, but receiving more and worrying and whining a lot less. Because like I said earlier, real men know how to wait. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with others, especially men that you're mentoring and you're discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our community, our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners, and I want you to check out this one. And this one is from Lil Mice. I don't make these names up. These are the names they give us. From Lil Mice. Lil Mice says, this podcast has become my pocket accountability. I've been encouraged and challenged so much, growing in wisdom and understanding and the power each time I listen. God bless you, Brother Joe, for your obedience. Lil Mice, I thank you for that. I really appreciate that review. And guys, I try to pick them randomly. So who knows, if you do one, if you leave one, I might end up reading yours on the air. So go ahead, take about 30 seconds, go over to iTunes and rate the program for us. It's the best way to help us move up in the rankings and exponentially grow the podcast so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. And if you'd rather just drop us an email, you can do that too. Just email us at realmenconnect@gmail.com. That's realmenconnect@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, keep subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in His grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.